This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, canceling Netflix and uniting against child abuse. That story right after this short message.
If your family makes between $35,000 and $95,000 per year, your child could receive an annual scholarship of up to $5,300. We want your child to have all the resources they need to receive an education from Liberty University. That's why we created our Middle America Scholarship, to keep college education affordable for every student. To learn more about our Middle America Scholarship, text AWARD to 49596. Again, that's AWARD to 49596.
There are not many issues that people on the right and the left agree with. But when the video streaming service Netflix released a French film, even people on opposite sides of the political aisle will join forces to protect children. Months ago, when Netflix revealed a poster for an award-winning, controversial French film, Cuties, the attention it garnered was negative from the start. Netflix responded by saying that it wasn't a good representation of the film. But when the film was released, people that have seen it, or at least scenes from it, have been saying that it is far worse than we thought. The foreign film is rated TVMA for lewd dancing and many other extremely inappropriate actions that are not suitable to repeat. According to Netflix's own synopsis, the film focuses on an 11-year-old named Amy who starts to rebel against her conservative family's traditions when she becomes fascinated with a free-spirited dance crew. Defenders of the film are calling it a coming-of-age film, and the spokesperson for Netflix issued a statement saying that Cuties is a social commentary against the sexualization of young children. It is an award-winning film and a powerful story about the pressure young girls face on social media from society more generally growing up. And we encourage anyone who cares about these important issues to watch the movie. The backlash online is poignantly encapsulated by pro-life group Live Action's founder, Lila Rose. You don't fight child exploitation by exploiting children. You don't stop child pornography by creating, selling, and distributing child pornography. Hashtag cancel Netflix. The hashtag cancel Netflix has been trending online with posts from former subscribers sharing screenshots of canceled memberships, and according to verified Twitter user Ryan Fournier, Netflix has lost over $9 billion in market value since the cancel Netflix hashtag went viral. Even though 89% of less than 50 critics approve of the film, it has an abysmal 3% approval rating out of more than 1,000 viewer ratings. More than 622,000 people have signed a petition at change.org to remove the film and asking the FBI to investigate the parents, staff, director, and especially Netflix. The petition post says that they all need to be charged for distribution of inappropriate content involving minors. Legislators have already responded by taking to social media and urging for investigations. Senators Ted Cruz, Tom Cotton, Josh Hawley, as well as Representatives Tulsi Gabbard and Jim Banks, have been some of the first to respond to the film, citing that it is sexually exploiting children and endangering child welfare. Senator Ted Cruz sent a letter to United States Attorney General William Barr urging the Justice Department to investigate the film, its executives, filmmakers, and anyone else who could have been involved with the production and distribution of child pornography. Tulsi Gabbard tweeted that, "Child porn, Cuties, will certainly whet the appetite of pedophiles and help fuel the child sex trafficking trade. One in four victims of trafficking are children. It happened to my friend's 13-year-old daughter. Netflix, you are now complicit. Hashtag cancel Netflix." As people stand up for righteousness and justice for the innocent underage children, it is important that we look at how Jesus deals with the protection of children. In Matthew 18, Jesus said, "Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea." Jesus takes it very seriously, and so should we. Pray that justice will be served and the innocent will be protected. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. you can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.